Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, we're God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word. Before she comes forth, I just want to read some scriptures from St. Matthew's, the 23rd chapter. And I just want to read a few verses to you. And it starts with, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourself, nor you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for pretenses make long prayers, therefore you will receive greater condemnation." I'm just going to stop there because you can read at your own convenience in regards to your Pharisees and scribes. And I'm speaking to the church world that are Pharisees and scribes. You shut up the kingdom and do not allow others to enter in to go in. What does that mean? You're doing everything for form, for fashion. You're doing the things that the world is doing, and you have corrupted people's mind with it. And you, by the corruption of their mind, they cannot enter the kingdom of God. You do all these rituals, traditions, revivals, all you things that you do that are contrary to what the Lord is desiring for you to do. The Lord is desiring for you to allow the Holy Spirit to rest and rule in your life, but you're not allowing it to do that. You have people that's following you, but they're not following the principle for Christ. They're following after man. They're following after the principles of man. They're not following about the principles about Christ. Therefore, you're shutting up the kingdom right in front of them. This must stop. This must not be to continue to go forth to do the will and purpose of Christ. You must surrender completely to his will, completely to his purpose, and do the will and purpose of Christ in your lives without any reservation. Well, all this foolishness, all these things that the world is doing, no, you cannot do that. You must go forth and do the will and purpose, speaking the word, using the gifts and talents that Jesus has given you for uplifting of his kingdom, turning the kingdom of Satan down. Without any further ado, we're going to have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word.
Amen. We're blessed by that word that was coming from the prophet. I'm going to be in Philippians chapter 3 and starting with the 6th verse. It says, "Concerning zeal, persecuting the church and touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." So I stopped there at the 9th verse. And as the prophet had made mention of in regards to the Pharisees, we must make sure that we are absolutely doing things in decency and in order and being led by the Holy Spirit operating in our most holy faith and in purified love, because our first mission is to reconcile souls. That is what we are concerned about, the souls of Christ people, amen. Those who have been ordained and destined before the foundations of the world, we must be concerned about their well-being, about their soul, amen, that we are compelling men and women to come to Christ. That is the first thing. That is the first command, that we love our God. And if we're calling him Lord, Lord, then we are obedient to his commandments, amen. And the second is like unto it, that we love our neighbor as ourselves, amen. So I'm here to ask you the question, have you really counted all things lost? Amen. And as we talked about before in the previous broadcast, where we said we must let everything die. We have to let the flesh die. We have to let everything that concerns the natural man and the fleshly man die, because everything is spiritual. Amen. And so if we're going forth and we're calling ourselves men and women of Christ and we're doing the will and purpose of Christ, then the first thing is that basically we're casting ourselves aside so that we are able to glorify the living Savior. Amen. And that when people look at us, they see Christ. So the question again is, is, have you really counted all things that are natural? Have you counted it lost, amen, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus? And let me speak about the excellency of the knowledge, because many of us are operating in a knowledge, amen, but it's not a knowledge of Christ, amen. And that's why the Bible has said many of us have zeal, and even in this scripture it says concerning zeal. So we want to make sure that we are having zeal, but it's not without knowledge, because many of us, and those of you who are calling themselves men and women, children of the Most High God, if you're saying that you're zealous, make sure that it's zealous with the knowledge of Christ, because we know if we are one with Christ and we're concerned about the members of the body, then when one member suffers, all suffer, and we should know what the needs of the saints are. And it's not just to put on a form of godliness and deny the power, because there is a spirit that is going from church to church, as the Lord have told us and gave us confirmation through the prophetic that there is a spirit, but it's sensual and it's demonic. So we're not going off of feelings, but we must do what we are called to do in the body of Christ. And it says, for whom I am suffering the loss of all things, I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And so in the 9th verse it says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. So we may have to make sure that we leave behind the law. And the Lord have told us what it means to basically be making our own laws and establishing laws that we find in our own self, having philosophies and vain genealogies that have nothing to do with the true doctrine of Christ. Because in the spirit, where the spirit of the Lord is, we have liberty. So we wanted to make sure, amen, that we are doing the true will and purpose of Christ. And the first thing is that we're operating in love. Funny thing that we have been talking about the true purified love of Christ. We have got to get to a place where we're going beyond the traditions of the world. And what the enemy is trying to do now is he's trying to do put upon us fear, intimidation, lies, hypocrisy, and deception. Seat and all of that stuff that's surrounding us, and we have to break past all of these things, breaking past the flesh, turning over the plate, doing what we need to do, recognizing who we are in Christ, and that the true purified love breaks past all of this and says, we are not going to be servants of men, but we are going to be servants of the true and living God, and doing what it takes, amen, through troublings, through in sorrows, yet still rejoicing, amen, still being obedient. And when we get to a place of anger, and we're getting to a place of hurt in the situations and circumstances, we still have to say, for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die. And if anything, if it be angry, like the Bible says, be angry and sin not. The anger and the emotions that we have, let it not provoke the children of God to wrath, but let it provoke us to be more obedient. So when we start getting to a place of anger and we get into a place of frustration, let that frustration provoke our purpose in Christ, that we go forth and say, you know what? I'm tired of the cares of the world. I'm tired of doing things the way the world is trying to do things. But now it should provoke you to actually implement the will and purpose of Christ and the mission that you've been set forth to do as an ambassador. So many of you have gotten a spirit of anger. Yes, but you sin not. It should provoke you to obedience and say, you know what? What did the Lord tell me to do? I am going to recognize who I'm in Christ. I'm going to know who has called me to be. I'm going to do what he's called me to do. And I'm going to go forth in obedience and in trials, in tribulations, in tests, knowing that he's my refuge, even in all, when everything else is falling, the word of God shall stand. Just knowing who you are in Christ, even when it's all sorts of deceptions going on, sensual spirits, doctrines of devils, will you stand and see the salvation of Christ? Will there be one who will be like the disciples of old? Everybody wants to be up and be called this title and be that title. You're apostle, you're a prophetess, you're a pastor, you're a teacher, but when the time gets rough and somebody say they really suffering for righteousness sake, when it just gets too hot in the kitchen, everybody wants to run. Amen. And I know you've heard this before, but let this be a friendly reminder and encouragement to still stand firm on the foundations of faith. Amen. Because faith without works is dead. But who can do the works if no one will allow the Holy Spirit to move? Amen. We cannot get to a place where we're going to box ourselves in the corner, amen, because what did the Bible say? The enemy is trying to conquer and divide the Christians. He's trying to overcome us, but will somebody take a stand and stop being in self-pity and in self-righteousness, amen? The Bible have said that we're not, he said, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, through the faith, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. So even we're being obedient with the testimony of Christ, even unto death. Because why? Because Jesus is the resurrection. So even if it's unto death, guess what? He is our resurrection. He is the refuge. And we need to know the word. So all of you all who know or say or think they have a word, think they know a word, let you know and be knowledgeable in the true Jesus Christ, that he is risen, amen, and stand tall and see the salvation of Christ and be an example and be an effective gatekeeper, amen, so that basically when people see you, they see the door, amen, because as in this talked about in John, Christ is that door and the door is not shut. Amen. So we're supposed to be letting people in. He is the gatekeeper and you are the gatekeeper. When they see you, they should see the door to the cross. They should see that way to true and living Christ. Amen. So let's stand. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. And let not our good be evil spoken of. I have one more scripture and I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet. It said, and again, this is going to be in Matthew chapter 13. He was already in Matthew 27. We're going to go back to 13 in verses 44. It says, again, and the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hides it, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So again, we're talking about what have you really lost in order to gain the kingdom, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And it's no more John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. Now it's just time to surrender to the true will and purpose of Christ. Because again, I make mention to all of you who are listening that faith without works is dead. But if Christ be the resurrection, and all of you who a prophet made mention about that, we have all these revivals going on. How can you be revived except there be a seeing of a work? Amen. And the works are the signs, the miracles, and the wonders. But if the faith is not there to perform the thing, and that the people of God are grieving the Holy Spirit, then you're binding the strong man. Amen. And the Bible talks about the strong man. Can they go into a man's house and rob the house except for they first bind the strong man? But the strong man is bound by the flesh because he wants to get through and break through the flesh. But the people are grieving the strong man, which is the Holy Spirit, because they have their own idea of what righteousness is, and it's a self-righteousness, amen, which is a sin and it's a vanity. And the strong man is crying out. He wants to move, amen. That's why the Bible has given us a command. That was a commandment not to grieve the Holy Spirit, because how can the work be done? And the people of God, they're crying out. And as the Bible, the prophet even made mention, you got long drawn out prayers, but then when the Holy Spirit comes as your help, amen, is bound up in the flesh, because we have our own idea of how the Lord's gonna move, how you want him to operate, how you want to implement the work, and it's not for us to decide. But the spirit man is given groaning and given utterances that we know not, amen, to answer prayers and to get to move by faith, because faith is what moves the Lord. So when he's coming to answer our prayers, then we have to move out of our way, our own way, and out of the Lord's way, and let the Spirit of God do the work. Amen. We're supposed to sow. We sow. But we can't get it confused
well,
about
saints,
the increase.
Our time has come
we
to an end,
don't
but we
give
thank
the
you
increase.
So much for joining
God
in with
gives
us
the
we've been
increase.
Seeking the face
if
of God.
We allow
like
him,
before,
see,
we
there is still
an
order of
support.
Things,
visit
and he
us
still
on the web
gives us options. He still gives us choices. He cannot force himself
until
upon
next time,
us.
God bless
and so
you.
If we're praying for these things to be implemented, we must move out of the way so that the Spirit can do the work. So I'm telling you to allow the Holy Spirit to do the work so that we are really found in the faith, amen, in the faith, not having our own righteousness, but in the will and purpose of Christ, so the work is actually being done, because Jesus is here. You're crying out and you're crying out. He hears his people crying, and the enemy is there ever trying to deceive you, saying, oh, Jesus has left you. He don't hear you. Yes, he does, but that's what we have to break through the flesh and let the Lord have his way. Amen. And I thank you. That's my time. Until next time, may God continue to bless you.